Less than 2 weeks after the Czech government lost a no-confidence vote, the three parties in the outgoing coalition and the opposition Social Democrats announced on Sunday night that they had reached agreement on a new interim prime minister to lead the country until early elections. His name is Jan Fischer, and if you have never heard of him, don't worry, the vast majority of Czechs haven't either. Ian Willoughby has been following events and joins me now. So Ian, who is the man set to lead this caretaker government?
Well, Rob, Jan Fischer is director of the Czech Statistical Office. That's the official government body that produces all kinds of data on everything from unemployment to the environment. And there has been a lot of talk of a government of experts, and Jan Fischer is very much in that category. He's said to be a quiet man, he's in his late 50s. They say he has very good language skills as well. And the idea is that he would take over as prime minister in the second week of May, and then he would lead a 15-member cabinet of non-party affiliated technocrats until early elections. They will be held in October, on October 9th and 10th. And apparently the individual ministries have already been divided up between both sides in these talks.
Right, so can we regard Prime Minister Fischer as the head of a caretaker cabinet as a done deal?
No, Rob, the whole thing is still being described as provisional. That said, things do seem to be moving towards a signed, sealed and delivered agreement. The individual parties are expected to approve Mr. Fischer's interim government by Tuesday. Also, what's very important is that President Václav Klaus, who would have to approve the whole thing and indeed would have to appoint Jan Fischer and his cabinet, he said on Monday that he was in principle satisfied with this agreement. And by the way, the President Klaus says he knows Jan Fischer a bit because Mr. Fischer has a cottage near where Mr. Klaus himself has a cottage, and apparently they've met in the local pub.
Right, well, cottages, of course, count for a lot in this country. One to watch, definitely. Ian